I'm affecting you only with the good stuff.
Yeah, you're right. But damn. Yeah, Monster. I honestly wasn't a huge fan of EXO until I think you showed me Monster. And then I was like, this is kind of too good.
I sort of feel like you were being stubborn about not liking EXO, but
yeah, yeah. Maybe okay. Just a tiny bit.
Just a little bit.
But Monster changed me.
Yeah, this was one of the top albums, and it brings up, like you said, the music videos, because they released two music videos almost back to back. And the concepts in the two different music videos were really interesting, but still, most of all, most important to me is their base of vocal R&B style and that production style. So like I mentioned, London Noise has produced a lot of songs for EXO and other SM groups. They actually produced Monster, and they worked on other songs on the album. And I think having that signature slick production sound is something I really like. Speaking of which, one of my other favorite producers is Tak, who often works with One Dance on songs for Lovelies. But my top pick from them would be the remix of TT by Twice, which TT by itself is already a banger, a song that you will not get out of your head. But the remix is also really awesome to me. Do you have any top girl group songs? Well, I know you love Red Velvet in that.
Yeah, Red Velvet. We're both SM fans for sure, I think.
Well, you like other groups that aren't SM as well.
That is true. That is very true. We both
such
do.
As
Luna, for sure. Luna is the mix and match EP that they released is, I think either top one or top two albums of all in my list of K-pop.
Wow, I see how it is. I agree. Luna's incredible, and their concept and their release scheduling was really novel at the time, although I didn't follow super closely, as I don't follow anything that closely. It was really interesting, and like their group dynamic with 12 members is pretty insane.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Each subgroup has like their own lore and stuff. It's like kind of insane.
I think the subunit practice is very interesting, because each subunit can develop their own style, like you said,
right,
along with their own lore. Yeah. And that makes them really unique.
Right. The Mix and Match EP came from the Odd Eye Circle subunit, I believe. And my favorite song from that EP, it's got to be between Lunatic and Girlfront.
Oh.
I think Girlfront is more of like a quintessential like pop song, but Lunatic, I think like it's like so... It's like almost like, to me, a Sweet Trip song.
Wow. Whoa. High like praise.
The production and the vocals and stuff, it's like dreamy and lush and ethereal. It's like kind of crazy. So it's got to be in between those two. But I think, should we listen to one of them? Should we listen to Lunatic?
Yeah. Pick one and should let's listen.
All right, let's listen to Lunatic, since I think right now that's my favorite. But yeah, up next is Lunatic by Luna, Odd Eye Circle, and off of the album Mix and Match. Hope you guys enjoy. All right. Once again, that was Lunatic by Luna Odd Eye Circle off of their EP Mix and Match.
Such an awesome song.
Mm-hmm. The vocals, truly.
The vocals, the production, the super bouncy sort of soundscape that's in there with the synths and the percussion. Mm-hmm. A dream pop vibe.
Dream poppy, for sure.
Yeah. All right. I do want to spotlight one other EP, not a full-length album, mm-hmm. that is not as poppy, but definitely worth listening to, is Jonghyun's The Story EP, mm-hmm. which is a collection of songs that he wrote based on callers to his late night radio show, which of course I think is something that is pretty close to my heart, as I used to do a late night radio show. And all of the songs on that EP are really, really good. That's all that I have to say. I think they're all very emotional and really like intimate in the way that late night radio is.
Are they more like ballad-esque or?
Yeah, I would say they're slower and more on the ballad side. Yeah. Not nearly as poppy.
Okay. Damn. Do you want to play any right now or?
No, they're too sad.
Too sad. That's fair.
Yeah. Maybe we can put that at the end of this section, but yeah. I think they're all really good.
Yeah.
And and another like favorite album that I have. Mm-hmm. Another favorite album that I have is Taemin, who is Jonghyun's bandmate in SHINee. His two recent albums, Never Gonna Dance Again, volumes 1 and 2, I think really showcase his growth as an artist from when he did his first solo songs when he was just a little baby with other SM people, the infamous Pretty Boy featuring Kai. But now he is definitely a full-fledged solo artist in his own right, along with his work with SHINee. And I think Criminal off of Never Gonna Dance Again is a really high growth. It shows how much he's grown as an artist, and it has such a strong concept. Not only the music video is very entertaining, but the lyrics and the whole dance concept that he's worked on, which I don't think we've talked that much about, like the dance component of K-pop.
Yeah, that's very true. Dancing is also a very big part of K-pop. The choreographies must be so difficult.
But... yeah, and the fact that these artists sing and dance at the same time live is so impressive. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't often watch the video and listen at the same time. You know, if I'm going to listen, I just listen to the audio, to be quite honest. But the audio itself is definitely a standalone mm-hmm. piece as well.
Mm-hmm. Taemin is definitely one of my favorite members of SHINee. So I am glad to see him doing so well and making, like, wonderful music.
Yeah. But did you know he's enlisting at the end of this month?
I did not know. That's crazy. Everybody's enlisting now.
Well, I think they're reaching that age. He's enlisting on May 31st.
Okay. Damn. Truly sad.
We'll miss him.
But he'll come back at some point. So
at some point.
Eventually. Yeah.
Well, I feel like I haven't actually forced us to play any EXO songs, so now I have to. And actually I'm going to make us listen to Bambi by Baekhyun off of his new EP.
Fairy tale song, 나만 살고 싶은 이기적. feeling fake. Bambi Bambi, yeah. 깨고 싶은 꿈 keep this tempo. 가만 두 눈 사이에 뜨지 않길 빌어.
The song we just listened to was Bambi by Baekhyun, coming from his most recent album, also titled Bambi, or Bombi in Korean. So that is his solo songs. I really like his solo work, but he, as one of the main vocalists of EXO, is also just one of my favorite vocalists within that group as well. And, you know, I could talk about EXO for probably like 3 hours, but we'll move on to a different group and talk about another group that I also really like, Red Velvet.
Red Velvet. They are one of my favorite K-pop groups, and Bad Boy off of the Perfect Red Velvet album, the repackaged one, is truly one of a kind as well. I know I say that all the time, but
every song we talked about, we're like, this is one of a kind.
But there's literally nothing that can, like, I feel like, replace it, you know?
Wow,
like,
nothing can compare. I mean, yeah. I agree personally. I think it's great. And one of my favorite things about Red Velvet as a group is their straight up charisma.
Yeah.
I think their charisma is so powerful, even in just the audio form. You can definitely hear it in the song. And I just want to talk about one of my favorite singers in Red Velvet, Wendy. Her vocals in the song are amazing. And I feel like you can definitely tell which one is Wendy. Even if you've never heard Red Velvet before, you'll hear a vocal and it'll probably be Wendy if you notice it. Not to say that the other members aren't good singers, but I think Wendy really stands out.
Yeah, I think Wendy's like definitely one of my favorite vocalists. She's just so good. And also,
yeah, have you listened to her recent solo stuff?
I listened to part of it, but not, I haven't listened to the full. She released an EP, right?
Yeah, an EP called Like Water. It's definitely much softer and more ballad-esque than Red Velvet.
A little bit of a vibe change, but still good from what I've heard nonetheless. But yeah, I think I want to play Bad Boy if you guys don't mind. I play this song. I think I've played this song on my radio show like at least 5 times by now.
But I
can't help it. I can't help it. It's just,
we're proselytizing for Bad Boy by Red Velvet, but I accept it. Okay, let's listen to it now.
Let's listen to it. All right, here's Bad Boy by our beloved Red Velvet. Hope you guys enjoy. I'm sick and stand down. Even though I'm 신경 쓴 듯 안 쓴 듯. This is WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM, and it is the top of the hour. I still have a little bit left in my show, so hope you guys can stick around. All right, once again, that was Bad Boy by Red Velvet off of the Perfect Red Velvet album, the repackaged version. That song truly, I think, was the pivot point for me to get back into K-pop after, I want to say, a decade-long drought or something like that. And so that song will forever hold a special place in my heart. I kind of wanted to also talk about some under the radar or underappreciated artists that we wanted to highlight after our long discussion of our favorites.
why don't you start? Because I think you have some ones that you would love to talk about.
I do indeed, actually. I don't think I've stopped talking, or like not stopped talking. I don't think I've. I think I've mentioned this many times to my friend groups, but Stacey is a very recent group. I think they released their first single in November of last year, called So Bad. And contrary to the title, it is actually so good.
Wow, dad joke. All right.
This is So Bad by Stacey, their debut single. Hope you guys enjoy. I need your love, huh? 사랑의 패턴가 필요해. Yeah. 네 옆에 yeah. 불러줘 when I never go away. 마음속에 모든 걸 다 보여주면서 불러. 나 철이 없다 해도 괜찮아 난 그게 좋아. 그게 좋아. Baby 아무리 미련해도 yeah, yeah. 변하지가 않는 걸 yeah, yeah.
잘 알았죠. How do you think? How do you think? Yeah, yeah. Stacey Girls, it's going down.
맘도 갈게. I want you bad, yes so bad. Blood when I never go away.
1 second, that was So Bad by Stacey. And I just think that debut is just so like bold. I feel like they really did not hold back any punches. Is that the saying?
They didn't pull any punches.
They didn't pull any punches. Like they just came out and were like, we're good. We're a star in our young culture.
I agree. I think that's a really great song. Not even qualifying it as a debut song, it has that really catchy pop chorus that you will never forget. And not only that, it has a really fun post-chorus sort of leading into the next verse, which I think is pretty iconic and part of the reason why it stood out to me.
The vocalists are just, all of them are so, like, they're just all so good, especially like the deeper voice vocalist. I think the way she sings, it just gives me goosebumps.
All right. No, I do like them as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, then I want to talk about another new-ish group. So one of the groups that I think is pretty underrated is Signature. It's spelled with a C. Don't ask me why. But they debuted, I believe, earlier last year. And I think they are pretty unknown. And although I don't know the details, I know their lineup has already changed since last year. Mm-hmm. But disregarding that, their song Asa is probably one of my most listened to songs of last year. Highly recommend that one. And another group that also debuted recently is Weekly, spelled with three E's. And I think their song After School, which came out just a few months ago, got really big. But I think their other song, Tag Me, from last year, cheesy as it sounds and as, I don't know, Gen Z-y as it sounds, is a definite bop.
Mm-hmm.
A bibimbap.
A bibimbap. Should we play one of these songs or?
Yeah, let's take a listen to After School by Weekly.
Oh, 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 oh.
벗어 낼 거야. 그때 마주친 그 표정을 잊을 수 없었지. 우린 서로 스며들어 친구보단 또 다른 나인 것 같아. 일렁이는 맘을 타고나 singing. 우린 스케이트보드 위로 마치 춤을 추듯 발을 굴러 바람 그 사이를 가로질러 여기저기 많이 아주 아주 많이 속까지. I'm so good with you. 따라와 catch up 두 눈을 맞추어 긴 머리 날리고 ready set go flip 자유로워 이대로
That was the song After School by Weekly, spelled with three E's. I'm just making sure you can Google them if you have, yeah. If you want to.
Damn, that song, it's definitely, like you said, more Gen Z-esque, I feel like. And the outfits as well, the outfits that they wear in the music video are a lot different from, like, I guess, previous generation outfits that I...
For sure. I mean, yeah. It's of today. I don't know if it'll be a timeless song. So mm-hmm. to speak, but it's still really fun. Although speaking of timeless songs, if we want to talk about some previously released songs that would still be really good now, mm-hmm. or just like artists that maybe are just not as popping in the mainstream. Well, a song that I think would still be awesome now is View by SHINee. I was just watching some commentary on this song and re-listening to it. And even though it was released in 2015, if you watch the video now, it honestly still looks like it could have been released maybe a couple months ago. And the song itself, I still think, is awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's not, I'm assuming it's not as big as some of the other SHINee songs that other people might know.
I think it was even famous at the time. Okay. I also think it was slightly before its time due to how the beat was written. Mm-hmm. And in the commentary video, which I watched, which was on YouTube on the channel MMTG. people had commented at the time about how weird their clothes were, but honestly their stage outfits are like what's popular now, like the giant sports jersey, hats and like loose tops and things mm-hmm. like that. Yeah,
truly ahead of their time then. SHINee
has SHINee's some always brains. Ahead of their time.
Speaking of like SHINee and SM, I think FX is also kind of underappreciated, I feel like, or like maybe a little forgotten now just because they haven't been in the spotlight for a while.
Yeah, and I am very sad that they only had 4 full-length albums.
Mm-hmm.
Underutilized. Definitely,
yeah. I think like the way SM handled FX and the way they didn't give them as much like coverage as or promotion as some of the other groups is, I think it's criminal that they did that.
Sorry, not to make light of it, because I think you're right, and that management companies, especially in pop music, where management has so much more say in maybe like an artist's output or their promotions than compared to in more indie groups.
Mm-hmm.
But they have so much money and power that they could have a huge impact if they wanted to. It's really sad that there are so many good groups. Not only like FX that were part of a big company that were super well known at the time, but now every month it seems there's some new group that's debuting and maybe they have like one really good song, but mm-hmm. their company doesn't have the resources or they don't have the cultural clout. Sorry to use the word clout, but it's true. to make like a big splash on debut and get a following very quickly,
mm-hmm.
which is unfortunate. But I mean, that's not just how the K-pop industry works. That's how pretty much all music industries work.
Yeah,
very due true. To capitalism.
Unfortunately.
Well, let's not get into that.
Do any songs like come to mind after talking about that, or groups?
Well, definitely Signature, which I mentioned earlier, also came out, but I think they've only had an EP with maybe 4 or 5 songs. And I suspect part of that is because they weren't hugely popular as they came out. And sometimes when I just go on the YouTubes and see what the algorithm feeds into my waiting hands, I'll see some group that's brand new. It's like, oh, debut stage or whatever. And then after like another few months, I never hear from them again.
It's tough. I wish.
It's tough out there. It's tough out there.
I wish we had more opportunities to hear from them, but it is what it is. Unfortunately, we have.
Well, I don't feel qualified to make sweeping statements on the music industry as a whole, but I will bring up some artists that I like that maybe are not as popular. One song that I really, really like is The Definition of Love by Lee Dong-woo featuring Orphee Noah. And maybe we could take a listen to that now. This is definitely not K-pop in the standard sense. But it was on a quite large music label, and Lee Dong-woo has featured on other pop songs, so I'm making us all listen to it now.
Where do they go, the people I know? When I close my eyes, do they cease to be in reality somehow? Longing to be where my friends are, to me when I'm thinking of the definition of love. Longing to be where my friends are, to me when I'm thinking of the definition of love. What's left behind when we've said goodbye? Do they leave a trace? The prints in my mind are never to be replaced, yeah. Be where my friends are, to me when I'm thinking of the definition of love. Son, while I'm in the shade, do they circle around in orbit around my mind? To find that mysterious place, that space we all have for loved ones to give us strength.
And the song you just heard was The Definition of Love by Lee Dong-woo featuring Orphee Noah. And finally, I don't even know if this really counts as super underrated, but I think this is a song that a lot of people have not heard, even if they like K-pop. And it is a B-side slash pre-debut song from NCT, which is called Switch. And I think this really sums up some of my favorite parts of K-pop, where it has a fun sound, one. Two, they use fun vocals. And three, it's just a sound and an arrangement that really isn't common in pop music in America right now.
I haven't listened to it, so I
Oh,
have not.
wow. Okay. So we'll do a first listen together, and then maybe you can wrap up with some thoughts. This is Switch by NCT. That was Switch by NCT 127. Definitely not their most complicated song, but I think the vibes pass the vibe check. Well, but really, I think it's a fun summer song. It's interestingly spaced in a sonic sense where there's really sparse instrumentation and just that hook that you hear all the time, which is really interesting, especially when you consider there's like 12 people in that music video, probably more.
The part in, like when it's like the instrumentation in the background that's going like do 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 or that, something like that is really fun too. I like it.
Yes, it just reminds me so much of summer and running around in summer. So here's hoping that that sends us off on a good time this summer.
This summer coming up soon. Or are we already in summer? No,
Oh, it
right?
starts June 22nd,
Soon.
right?
Okay. Soon. TM.
We
But
have
yeah.
time.
I think that's all the K-pop songs that we have for today. Or co we covered, I think, most of it. Maybe not all, because there's simply too much,
It's all we
but
have time for today.
But yeah, I hope today's show gave our listeners maybe a little bit more interest in K-pop if they weren't already interested in it. Something that I think is, for the most part, like very feel good. Just pop in general is just something that always brings up my mood, I feel like. I'm not sure, do you feel the same way about K-pop? Or
I do. I think it's not just to bring the, it's not just to make you feel good, but to bring the mood up specifically, mm-hmm. just due to its easiness to listen to.
Yeah.
But while being easy to listen to, I think there's a lot of space for experimentation and mm-hmm. presence mm-hmm. in this genre. So I think it's a really interesting one to get into.
Yeah, I think that's it for today's show on Bibimbap here on WICT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Once again, Claire, thank you so much for joining me today. I had a lot of fun talking about one of our favorite genres, and I hope you also had fun.
I did. Thanks for having me. Hope everyone learned a little something and maybe listened to a new song today.
All right. We're going to quickly read some PSAs and promos for you guys. So stick around.
Stay tuned. Yeah. Stay tuned. Don't leave. Wait, that's a call to action. You can't say that.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I'll cut it out. Stay tuned if you want to.
Well, maybe you want to.
Yeah.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering on www.speckbros.com and will receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAC or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@WRCT for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Breast cancer calls to mind self-exams and mammograms. But did you know the most fatal form of breast cancer does not have a lump?
No lump, still cancer. You heard me right. No lump can still be cancer. Inflammatory breast cancer, IBC, does not
show up on a mammogram and often strikes women in their 30s.
So learn about IBC. Any sudden change in the breast is cause for a full and proper exam.
www.theibcnetwork.org or find them at the IBC Network Inflammatory Breast Cancer on Facebook.
You're listening to Viva La Mach right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mach's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin. Run, 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 but you sure can't hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free.
Rap on, brother.
Rap on.
Well, the only person talking about love now, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher.
Segregation, termination, demonstration, integration.
Children rocking through the moon, kids growing up too soon. Politics to say more taxes will solve everything. So round and around and around we go. Where the world's headed, nobody knows.
Just break up my magic spell. got your spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, baby. Yes, you got your spell on me, baby. Turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman, I can't leave you alone. Yes, I need you so bad. I need you, darling. I need you, darling. Yes, I want you to love me. I want you to love me.
Stranglers with their version of 96 Tears, wrapping up this set of music here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Now, the song 96 Tears was originally written by Question Mark, or a guy named Rudy Martinez from Question Mark and the Mysterians. Now, I got to tell you a fun story I've told you before, but maybe you're new to the program and you haven't heard some of my boring, fun stories because they're only fun to me. Question Mark and the Mysterians, their very first show was in a garage. So talk about being a garage band back in the 1960s. But their very first public appearance was in a garage in my hometown. Yeah. Up in Michigan, yeah, that's where I'm from. That's where this weird accent comes from. It's not like a weird Canadian accent or a weird Ohio accent, no. Or even a weird upstate New York accent. Those are weird, aren't they? Now that I've alienated at least a third of my listening base. Let's just get back. Let's just get back into something. Oh, telling you what songs I played. How about I do that? Before the Stranglers, went back to some Peter Green era Fleetwood Mac with Black Magic Woman. It's one of those songs that for probably like 75 years, I did not know it was a cover song. I didn't know the Santana version was a cover song. And I was like, wow, look at this. Little Moxter opening up his ears and learning stuff. Wanted to play the original for you. So speaking of cover songs, how about Anthrax? Anthrax, both Bush and Belladonna, the two different singers with the band over the years, joined forces for them doing that cover version of The Temptations' Ball of Confusion. Then I start off the entire set with some Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack, because my name is Mock. Actually, my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you each and every week at this time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sit back, listen, relax, and hopefully you'll enjoy what you're hearing. And if not, guess what? Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like back in the 70s, maybe even the 60s, partially in the 80s? I don't know. But guess what? Jay Thurber does, so say okay, Gen Xer, and tune into his radio show, Radio 9, which happens from noon to 3 each and every Saturday. Now, he's got a mix of oldies, a mix of not-so-oldies, a couple songs that are new, and then he throws in some commentary. Yep, been known to do that. And maybe, just maybe, every once in a while, just a little bit of Stark. That's Radio 9 here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Speaking of Radio 9, a song that would not be unwelcomed during his program. It's some Buddy Holly.
All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling, and you can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right, and I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. When you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling, and you can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,